Blog Talk Radio.
Hello again, this is Lisa Rosalino of the Blog Talk Radio Show of the Musician Social Club. I have some special guests. These guys have been in music since the rock era came out, and they have met up online, and they write music back and forth via the internet. And these guys are very creative. They have some great stories to tell, Bishop Robinson and Steve Flood. And I have one right here. Let's see if I can talk to one of them. Trying to connect you on the board here, if you can hear me. Okay, I got two of you coming in. Are you on air? Hello?
Yes, Lisa. I think I'm here.
Are you here? I'm never here. I don't know where I am half the time.
Definitely on air. On air. That's what I'm on.
Hi, I can hear a little. Steve, are you there too?
Yeah. I think I'm here too.
Hi. It's the first time I've ever spoke to you, but me and Bishop have been talking about the good old days. And how you guys, you know, you're kind of like the, I don't want to say the mature, but more pioneer of the rock era. Well, I'm going to let you guys explain it because you know more of your life than I do. So, Bishop,
okay.
You were telling me that you started music like in the 50s and 60s?
Oh, yeah, I started playing in 1963. When I first started, Wipeout was in the top 20.
Oh, that's dating us here.
We've been making jokes about age and stuff like that, but it's not funny. You play keyboard, right, Bishop?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
I
have an amazing keyboard. It's a Kronos. And I run basically 16 channels at a time, and it's cool.
And Steve, you play guitar, right?
Yes, that's correct, yes.
We got to get Steve in this conversation. We're talking over him. He's really quiet and
oh, no,
he's
I
shy.
Can hear you there. Yeah. I've known Bishop, since I was in high school, and we didn't really musically hook up till I would say the mid-80s up here in the Seattle-Tacoma area. And then have since re-hooked up here in the last couple of years and kind of been working together since and having a lot of fun. So.
Aren't you guys just like sending music back and forth online? Isn't that what so you're like miles away from each other, but you're still in contact writing music. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's amazing, the technology nowadays that you can do that. And, it makes it very nice to create that way, yes.
There's actually technology out right now to where you can actually be all over the planet and be playing at the same time, like live. It's amazing.
Good
shit.
Luck with that. Yeah.
Hey, you guys are acting like a couple teenagers. This is cute. Okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna play Shredder, so they get a taste of what we're talking about. The music you guys are playing back and forth. So here's Shredder.
All right.
Thank you. Well, that is Shredder. I love the guitar work on that.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome.
Yeah, it just shows
Gee,
what happens
one.
When...
I haven't talked to you till today, so...
Right.
Yeah, so we really don't know each other that well, but I know Bishop's been telling me some stories about back when, I mean, you guys had to learn how to play music, actually physically learn how to play music. As today's technology, you know, you just write music on a computer, you know. So what are
right.
you guys doing, like, between the both of you now from where you've been to today and you know what I'm saying? Like, how are you using both techniques to make your music, should I say?
Are you talking about prior...
Yeah, what you've done, like where you started from, you know, just playing guitar,
yeah.
you know, in bands
yeah.
or whatever, and then learning technology,
sure.
that kind of stuff.
Sure. Well, you know, as a guitar player, there's a million of us that in the 60s gravitated to the guitar bands, you know, from... Cream and Hendrix and all that stuff, you know. And for me, I stayed mostly on the blues side of things from then on, trying to do stuff live, you know. And up until recently, last year or two, I've been active live, but I haven't done much live work lately. So this is a nice outlet with Bishop to create the way we're doing it, you know. Anyway.
Well, Bishop was telling me that, like, he's got that computerized keyboard.
Yes.
That he can make all kinds of different sounds, and he's been playing keyboard for a long time. And Bishop,
yes.
You started off just kind of like, you've been in a few bands here and there. You went...
Yeah, you might say a few.
A few. I love his attitude.
Few,
like,
yeah.
oh, well, yeah. But anyway, besides
yeah,
that.
Basically, what Steve and I both started doing in the 60s is we did a lot of rock festivals. We did, you know, a lot of traveling on the road, a lot of doing a lot of crazy things. Had a band house in Seattle, you know, 30-acre band house in Redmond, Washington. You know, it was 7-bedroom, and that was really fun. Pretty crazy, but basically we're Tacoma musicians, and there's a lot of great players out of Tacoma, a lot of great players, and we basically follow along with that tradition. And Steve, he would start off. He was so heavy metal. He's mellowed.
Heavy metal.
Too.
No,
heavy
not
metal.
Heavy metal.
Yeah, you're wild as hell.
Well, when I
yeah.
first seen your logo, because it was like a fiery something or other, I thought, I mean, when I first started listening, I thought you were almost like a heavy metal band just because of the logo. And then I only played like a intro of it, and I thought, wow, this is pretty cool. You know, this is kind of like a jazz techno type thing. You know, then
right.
I contacted
right.
you and stuff like that. So it was like, by the logo, you would never know what type of music it is. And what does that logo stand for, the fiery head type thing?
Bishop, explain that.
Explain that. It's a cat with claws that grabbed you.
Yeah, but tell her where it came
about
from.
About as deep as it gets. Yeah, it's nothing sinister, but we're kind of... I guess the logo's at the same place as we are, as our music's constantly changing, and we're not in any category, and you can't categorize us because we're always changing. It all makes sense, I guess.
Well, I heard this one song now. The name of it doesn't go with the song very well, but I'm going to play Bullshit because I like the music. So
okay.
Here's Bullshit.
Okay.
Okay, well, I'll tell you about Bullshit. If you listen real careful, you'll hear voices yelling Bullshit in it.
I'm
Okay.
Yeah, that's a nice piece of music there. I really liked that when I heard that.
Yeah, thanks.
Well, Lisa, could you hear the little tiny voices in the background hollering bullshit?
No, I don't hear little voices. No, I'm just kidding. I didn't hear it.
I hear little voices yelling bullshit.
Was that a joke? No, I'm kidding.
That's just
I'm
your
kidding.
Problem, Bishop.
No, I didn't hear it. I did hear some, something or other. I didn't make it out too well. When the show plays back.
Yeah, well, listen careful.
Okay, because, I didn't really hear it. What type of guitar do you play, Steve?
For most of this stuff on the latest songs, I use a Fender Stratocaster, and I just it's fairly simple setup. I just plug into an interface and then into my computer, and I use no outboard amplification. It's all done direct, which is amazing. I mean, you could do this in a bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Anywhere. It would don't take much space. So, again, with the technology available, it's amazing what you can do. And it for us, it's no boundaries. You know, we can do what we want in there, and works out pretty good.
Yeah, it does really sound good. You had there was a couple songs with vocals, and I got the man's name wrong. I still can't remember it.
Oh.
Who's the third person that does vocals on some of your music?
Actually, no one. That's me.
That's you? Because there's another name. I don't have your website.
Oh, are you talking
right
about Doc? Doc.
Or maybe Michael.
Yeah, I think she's talking about Doc Van Etten because she went back and she's also listened to the stuff of On Order of the Walrus and stuff like that.
Okay.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So who is that person?
I played with Doc for a lot of years in the 70s, Yeah, he played flute and drums, and we played together for a lot of years. So Doc and I have known each other for half a century. So, you know, that's and it's kind of like a brotherhood between all of us.
Now, all this music is available on Reverb Nation, and if you buy the music. You can actually, enjoy it because, when I was listening to your music, remember I told you I had to take a hot bath? Well, I was listening to your music, and it was so calming. You know, it was like, wow, this is really nice, and it was like almost put me to sleep because I was playing it at a low level. You say play it loud, but, it's very soothing. And the Reverb Nation address is just your name, right? www.reverbnation.com, Bishop Robinson.
Yeah.
And then your website.
Also, our website's the same. It's Bishop Steve Blood. And we're also on Patreon. Now, the signal on Patreon is a lot stronger than on Reverb Nation, and it's a better cut.
So your website is just www.bishoprobinsonsteveblood.com.
That's
it took
right.
me a little bit to get it because the phone was breaking up and I didn't understand you. Well, I'm going to do another song here. I'm going to play Let's Swing. Here we go.
Okay.
That is just so sweet.
Well, thank you.
I like. So,
great.
Bishop, I want you to tell the story of the guy who couldn't play music, and that's how the electronical...
I was playing in the Walrus Brothers, we were doing a club called No Dogs Allowed, and that was back in the about 1975, and a man by the name of Stephen Attenay came into the club, and he invited us over to his house, and he's the inventor of electric drums. And the chip that gives touch control on electric instruments, and the cool thing about it is how it was all came about is that his neighbors hated his son's drumming so bad that they tossed a dummy up in the yard with a drumstick through his ears, and so in the middle of the night he came up with that chip. And that's the story of how it all began.
That's hilarious. You know, here's some. Let me help you. I'll make sense. Now you can play drums, but it's not really you. But any drummer can play it. You know.
Yeah, he was the head engineer for Ampex at the time.
So tell me, you guys have been around a long time. I mean, the places you've been, I know it's kind of like the hippie days type things. What is like the wildest experience you guys have had as musicians? Come on, let loose. I mean,
oh God,
we won't tell everybody. We'll
just
tell everybody.
That,
no, I'm just kidding.
Go ahead, Bishop.
Huh?
Oh,
look, they're
Jesus,
laughing.
Jesus,
come on. Oh, I'm not telling.
Oh, good God.
Okay,
that's
it has to do with
question,
music. Okay, it has to be like performing or, you know, something
okay.
that you did that was like, you know, because it was
okay.
really wild back then, you know.
Yeah, this is probably the wildest thing I probably ever did is we were headlining the Aldergrove Rock Festival. And earlier in the day, I saw somebody get up on top of his Hammond and dance around, and I thought, well, that's really cool, you know. And so we played, I don't know, it was about 9 o'clock at night, but there was like a fog or a mist. So when I went to get up and dance on my organ, it flipped me upside down, and I landed holding the proper chord I was supposed to be on.
You shouldn't dance on
the
organ.
Did you have clothes on? Because that's what I'm talking about. Back
yes, I had clothes
crazy.
On. Yes, I did have clothes on. Yes,
oh,
I did
okay.
have clothes
okay. Well,
on.
Gee, that's not yeah. no fun. No, I'm just kidding.
And that stupidity can be seen on a CBC. They filmed the whole thing in Canada. It's out there somewhere, my stupidity.
Oh, really? Oh, you need to
yeah.
share that one. I got to see that. Yeah, if you find it, send me a link, because it's sad that you fell on your tush, but, you know, I mean, but
well, I didn't
anyway.
Fall on my tush. I flipped upside down and landed holding my keys upside down in the proper cord, you know.
Steve, what about you?
Well, I should take the fifth on this, but...
Oh, God.
So you did dance naked. No, I'm just kidding.
No, I guess the one experience that I do remember, and this actually was when Bishop and I were... We must have been about 18, and his band was on the same bill as the band I was in, so two different bands. And... I think I had, I might have had some, how would you say, chemical refreshments at that particular time. And I remember playing a song with my fellow bandmates, and it was a slow song. And when we were all done with that song, I can remember saying, well, let's play a slow one. So that's how messed up things got. At the time, you know what I'm saying? Oh, my.
Yeah, I remember that gig. The walls were breathing.
Maybe so.
I knew you guys were going to be interesting to talk to. You're like embarrassed, you know, your age, going, well, you know, should we really admit to this, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It's okay.
Yeah,
we already know what you guys did in the 60s, 70s, you know.
Yes, well, we survived and have learned better, so, yeah.
Okay, I'll tell you a story that we were playing in this, rehearsing in this place. It was like a dugout shelter, you know, just an old concrete basement. And one of the guys I played with dealt pounds. And so it got a little wild to where, you know, there was like an all-night party that went on for about a month with no clothes on. But anyway, years later, people would be showing up, and there'd be snow on the ground, and they'd have their clothes in their hand.
I knew you guys were wild. I knew it. Okay, well, I'm going to play another song here. Let's see here. How about Rock the Horse?
Thank you.
There's another nice song.
All right.
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's what we sound like before Steve gets in it. You know, that's just the bottom end phase. So that's one that's on the shelf that Steve's still working towards.
Well, yeah, Bishop and I have done in the last, I guess almost 2 years, approximately 30, 31, 2, 3 songs or so now. And so we're shooting for as many as we can do, you know. But right now there's about 30-plus songs that we've have compiled here. So that's kind of the idea. As Bishop says, we keep throwing paint on it and see what happens. So,
yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, there, on the site itself, there's over 24 hours of music, but what we do is we just, you know, as we write them, we post them, and then when Steve can get to them, he does. You know.
Yeah.
So, one of you guys is in Arizona. Steve, where'd you say you were at?
I'm up here in Tacoma. Just out of Seattle.
So
yeah.
You're cold when he's hot, right?
Kind of, yeah. That's about what it is right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
Exactly.
Put those two little combos together.
Yeah, he's got a big cyclone that's going to hit him tomorrow. It's going to be sunny here.
Well, you're going to be burnt by the sun. I mean, how hot does it get out there in Arizona?
I don't know. I stay inside. It stays cool. I'm an old man. You know, 76 all the time. I got a fire going. It's really nice.
Jeez. Oh, well, so you guys are going to keep rocking and playing together for a while, I guess. You're not going to give it up, huh?
Well, until we croak, you know, we're getting old there. So, you know, anybody that would like to support us, we would really love the support on Patreon. But in terms of supporting your show, because this is your first show back, all the songs that are on Reverb Nation, they can just download now for free. So it's wide open. So that's that for the next maybe couple weeks. I'll just leave it that way.
They can afford $1.29. Come on. Seriously.
People don't want to pay $1.29.
That's one of the problems with music today. Everything's like given away. It's free. You know, that's kind of sad.
Yeah, but the people don't want to even pay 99 cents for something.
I know, and they're stealing music left and right. It should be tightened up, but the right people need to tighten that up. Not the rich people, but the indie people. You know what I mean? People should be able to.
That's the problem with today. That's really a problem is there's. It's like I was explaining to you, like our album is called Scratch Gravel. And it's like the early 60s were like the gold rush in rock and roll. And we were one of the nuggets that, you know, got passed by. But, you know, it's right now people are still trying to, you know, hit it big in the gold rush. And the gold rush is long gone, you know, to where, you know, there's so many people just thinking that they're going to be a star, they're going to be heard. And that's how sites like Reverb Nation make a lot of money. It's because people think they're going to go on it, they pay $30, they're magically going to be heard, and they're going to be a star. It just doesn't work that way. It's it's a business. It's a business. It's, you know, it's a hard business, and it's a cruel business, you know.
Yeah, that's why I like supporting indie artists, because I know that, you know, everything's kind of like into the shock and how gross that can be on stage. The music isn't really that quality like it used, the quality that it used to be like in the 60s and 70s, you know, and it's like everybody kind of resorts back to jazz somewhere along the line. Even most of the big ones, they resorted back to jazz, Bowie, Prince, all them, you know, but... Because the pop gets old, it really does, you know. And you guys are playing real music, you know. I mean, I love
right,
jazz.
Right.
You know, and I have a little board set up like you have with the interface. I'm just getting mine all hooked up. And
okay.
I've got Mixcraft as a board, and I can write little songs. And it's so easy to make music. I mean, it's just like with
yes.
with no instruments. I'm writing music that sounds really
sure.
cool.
Sure.
You know, but I plan
sure.
on, you know,
sure.
putting some things into it. But the things you can do today, it just, I don't know, it's just people aren't being using those technologies. Oh, I'm saying this wrong. People aren't using the technology available where they can create. I mean, you can write the music.
Oh, no,
still on a computer, but you can still play it live. I mean, you know, just it's just the writing the songs on the computer. People get like, wow, I just want to play live music. You know, I don't want to get into the boards and stuff like that. But you can get ideas, you know, and be
yes.
more creative
yeah.
and expand from that. But, you know. Not a lot of
that's
people
the
do
thing
that.
With my keyboard that's different, is that I am playing live, and I'm not doing loops, I'm not doing all that other stuff, you know. But the technology is just totally, totally amazing, and it's so amazing that most people get sucked into it. It's like on my keyboard, if I tried to get technically into what all it can do, I would never play music. It's just way beyond my ability to even comprehend what it can do, you
right.
know. And Steve and I are just scratching the surface. But that's the thing, is that we are scratching the surface, being, you know, sucked into it.
Well, you're still playing music. You can hear the keyboard. You can hear the guitar. So you're using a computer. You know, I wrote a couple songs myself with a
right.
guy. From Italy, I've never even talked to him. He doesn't even speak English that well. But we wrote music
okay.
back and forth across the world, you know, just
amazing.
For fun, you know. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yes.
The people that I've met, you know, online since they let go of the Internet. And same with musicians being heard. You know, I would have never known any of these musicians if there wasn't for the Internet, because there's a
yeah.
lot of talented people out there that you'll never know. Because everything
yes.
is so tight,
yes.
you know, and it just, you know, they have their chosen ones that they just keep putting money in, and we have to hear the same people over and over again, and it gets old, you know. I mean, it's really hard
right.
to listen
sure.
to music these days.
Sure.
But
sure.
I'm going to do one more song before the end of the show here. We've only got a few more minutes left, so I'm going to do mm-hmm. Big Set.
Okay.
Okay. And can I explain what Big Set is?
Sure can. After it's done.
Okay, Big Set is after the Big Set.
Okay, now tell me all about Big Set.
Big Set was a joke on my part. I sent Steve the song and called it Big Set, and so I forced him into stepping up to the plate, and he did a great job. I love the guitar on that. It was a bad joke.
You guys are like so awesome. It's just, you know, I got a big smile on my face. You're just so fun to talk to. Go ahead.
Yeah, and Steve and I laugh all the time. I mean, that's you know, I think that's the thing with life anymore is you have to laugh. It's so out there.
You sure it's not one of those little flashbacks from the chemical? No.
No, I've never had a flashback, to be honest with you. I don't know what those are. But I will tell you that Lyrica, the chemical number A, are really...
Oh, come on, really? No, I'm just teasing.
He's
nothing
just one
like
big
neuropathy, let me tell you.
I don't even want to know how old you guys are. I'm just like, I wouldn't even want to ask. That would be so rude on my part.
Yeah, well, I'm 65. No, I'm not. I'm 66. I apologize. I'm 66. I'm good at falling off of ladders. You know.
Yeah, I'm younger than that, so I'm not.
Yeah, Steve just got through having heart surgery this last year and a whole bunch of other stuff.
My.
So it's like we're in our last days, but we're trying to get the most out of our last days. You know,
you can live to be 80, 90, 100 years old. You don't know. I mean,
yeah.
You know, people live a lot longer these days.
We got a friend that's a well-known guitar player. How old did he turn, Steve? Like 74, 75, something like that.
Who are you talking about?
Jerry, yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's in his 70s, But I was going to say, Lisa, like with you, it's therapy, you know, for all of us. You know, that's what we really get out of it is the satisfaction of creating, you know.
Well, you do a very nice job. I like it. And I think it's awesome. A lot of people, you know, in your era, they don't like computers. They don't like, you know, because I've talked to quite a few people. And they don't even want to use computers. They want to play live music. They want to write their own. They don't want anything to do with it, you know. And I was surprised that people, you know, in your age group and your background, even doing this. You know, that was kind of a surprise to me because a lot of musicians are like, nah, I'm not getting into that. Blah blah blah. You know.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
A lot like to do it analog, but the only part that's actually a computer is the studio. I use Studio 2 and also Studio 3. And what that allows me to do is to record everything live, you know, and it's, you know, and I can mix it. I can do all kinds of things with it. But the music's all live on a keyboard. It's just the technology inside the keyboards is just amazing. Just amazing.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. Well, we've got less than 5 minutes left of the show. If there's anything you'd like to share with everybody, if there's anything you want to say, share, you know, information about
you
guys or whatever. I think we covered, like, everything. You did very well on the show, may I say.
Well, thank you.
You made it easy.
Yeah, it's not
easy. Complicated.
You know,
how hard can that be?
Right.
Yeah. Well, one thing I would like to share is that, you know, what Steve are doing and I are doing is not to be famous or anything like that. What we're doing is sharing who we are, so there's something left of us in the atmosphere after we're gone. And we think of things from a 60s perspective, which it's different of the musicians today. Everybody's different, so you need to leave that legacy behind, you know. And at the same time, break new ground, you know. So it's
Yeah, yeah. Kind of exciting and,
you know.
Right, right. Yeah, I just want to thank you, Lisa, for having us. It was a
You're welcome.
Pleasure doing it.
Oh, yes. It's been fun.
You, you guys are
really
very interesting. I like interesting people. I like talented people. See, my thing, the reason I do this, basically, it started because the economy was really bad. And I was trying to help somebody out at this pub because they had just remodeled it, so on and so forth. So I started open jams. And then I came across Blog Talk Radio, and it was like, wow, I could, like, start a show. Because when I went out, I noticed that, like, most of the bar, a lot of bars were, like, ready to close the doors or were closing their doors. Well, it was
right.
Like, well, let me see if I can keep things going here. You know, I'll interview artists, you know, keep them motivated, things like that. And that's how I got into this, you know, and I've
right.
met some very interesting people doing it, and it's fun. I mean, it just, I do this for fun. So, And I like sharing
yeah.
people's talents. I mean, it's like,
cool.
The people
cool.
that are out there in this world are like so interested and interesting and talented, you know, but we would have never known who they were if it wasn't for the internet, you know, so.
Yes.
Oh, sure.
Yes.
And the problem now is that people are playing for tip jars live, and it's so
I know.
Sad. They
I
make
know.
Less now than they did when I started. And it's sad. You can't survive playing music, you know. That's why there's things like patreon.com that give other methods of musicians having music and surviving. And it's just, we got to go about the business different than before. It's probably more exciting than ever. It's just breaking through the old mindsets, you know. It's an exciting time that two old men could actually be in two different spots and still play together, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You're just as old as you think you are, and you guys are not playing old music.
Oh, that's
this
true.
Is not, you know, this is like a modern today music, you know, for the ones that like real music, you know. But
well,
I want to
thank
you guys for being on the show. The show's going to end, and it's going to hang up on us. So
okay.
I will talk to you later.
Thank you, Lisa.
On Facebook, and send me that link to the – I've got to see that video. I'm going to, like, go, hey, man, I'm just curious to see you. Get a good little laugh out of it. You'll get a good laugh at looking at it again. So, and
which video is that you're talking about?
The one you said you fell, that there's somewhere out there that somebody videotaped.
Oh, that's on Canadian Broadcasting System. That's in their archive.
Oh,
I don't have it.
You can't get that, darn. That, I'm sorry. I'm just like,
yeah,
a little bit
yeah,
more fun than I should. All righty. Well, thanks, guys, and have a great night.
Okay, thanks, Lisa.
Well, thank you, Lisa.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.